Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Been quite some time, hasn't it? And I hope you've enjoyed all that you've heard in our archives. That's a help, but I certainly want to enter in as soon as I can, and I'm going to try to do so today. The entrance antiphon for today says, "Have mercy on me, O Lord." So I ask for mercy for myself, but you ask for mercy too. For whatever you have to do today, for I cry to you all the day long. O Lord, you are good and forgiving, full of mercy to all who call to you. That's the entrance antiphon, and it's a very good way to begin here. I'm very, very glad to be back with you. I'm very glad. I know they were able to, as I said, use all the archives, but I'm so glad to be able to be back and speak to you. So let's pray the opening prayer together. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever, that you may nurture in us what is good. Let's be open to that today. There's so much in each of us that is good. Nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Let's ask God's protection on our days through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. The first reading for today is taken from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep, all those who have died before us. He will bring us all together. Indeed, we tell you this on the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, with a word of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, console one another with these thoughts. Brothers and sisters, I many times have tried to think, what's this going to be like when we see the Lord? We're going to be rising up to heaven. What does that mean? And we don't know, but we know that it's going to happen, that the Lord is going to meet us in the sky and receive us and welcome us. And probably, and this is just my opinion, probably introduce us to all those who have gone before us, to see those we love especially, that he will be waiting for us. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So those who have died will rise first, and then we will meet him in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, console one another with these words. Actually, brothers and sisters, I think that this particular passage in Thessalonians 4 is something that I would encourage you to, for several days, read it every day. Ponder it every day. No, this is not your whole life. This is the beginning of life. And how am I going to live in a way that pleases God? Doesn't mean I have to turn into an instantaneous saint, but keep before you what God is preparing for you. Keep before you that he is waiting for you and me. He's waiting for us to bring us home. So whatever difficulty you have or challenge you have today, take it to him. Say, Lord, please help me today. Help me to trust in you. Help me to wait upon you. And if it pleases you, please, Lord, answer this prayer for me. I mean, sometimes they have to be very brief prayers because we're right upon the thing that's difficult. But if you have a few minutes, just give over the whole day. Give over where you see that there are obstacles in your day. Tell the Lord. He wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from me. And he certainly wants to hear from each of you. Just take a few minutes. Think about your day and entrust to God everything that's going to go on that day. And even if you don't know, just commit the day to him and ask him, please, Lord, give me your wisdom, give me your counsel, give me your courage, give me your hope, continue to give me your joy, the happiness that in this life, Lord, may we receive it and enjoy it and give you thanks for it. For all things good, let us thank him this day. Psalm 96, the Lord comes to judge the earth, and he does. He will judge us, brothers and sisters. The psalm says to us, Psalm 96, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. For great is the Lord and highly to be praised. Awesome is he beyond all gods. For all the gods of the nations are things of naught, but the Lord made the heavens. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and what fills it resound. Let the plains be joyful and all that is in them. Then shall all the trees of the forest exult. Sometimes I can take a walk in the woods and I just think of all the trees, all the plants, all the flowers, all the grains, whatever that they are, giving praise to God by being what they clearly are. They are praising him and thanking him. Let us join our voices to the choirs of angels and saints who have gone before us and to our present day. Let us join our voices and our hearts and give him thanks. He does come to judge the earth, but let us tell him how welcome he will be, that we want him to come. We desire him. We want to follow him more closely and then draw near to God. Take some time today saying, Lord, I want to come closer to you. What's the one thing that's holding me back from you? And you might say, oh, it's just a little thing. Don't think that way about it. Just say, what is holding me back from you? Because if there is something, I want to get it out of the way. I want to get it out of the way now. And according to your will, God, please help me. Because we all have, apart from our sins, which of course we've all committed sin. I wish we hadn't, but we have. Just because we're human beings, we never get everything perfectly right. But how wonderful it is to be able to turn to him and say, Lord, please forgive me for that snide remark, for that swear word. Lord, please forgive me. Or when we want to attack somebody, Lord, help me to keep quiet for a moment and ask you what you want me to say, what you want me to do. If we can begin to put that rhythm into practice in our lives, you will be amazed at how many things will stop you before you put your foot in it, so to speak. Before you speak, just say, Lord, be with me in what I want to say here. Be with me. I think you'll find that it will be a safeguard to you and it will be a help to you. I'm sorry for my voice yet. It's not perfectly clear, but it's getting there. So keep praying for me. So let's take a look now at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, 16 to 30. Jesus came to Nazareth where he had grown up. And when, according to his custom in the synagogue on the Sabbath day, he stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah, he unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. It's a beautiful passage from Scripture. And what I want to say to us is, that's what the Lord wants to do in us and through us each day. The Spirit of the Lord, by your baptism, is upon you and your confirmation. He has anointed you to bring glad tidings to the poor, to the weak, to the sinful, to those going down the wrong path, to those who are carrying out with great courage whatever their daily duties are, but they need encouragement. They need help. And sometimes just a thank you to people, even on the street, just a thank you to people, or I appreciate that, or whatever it is that they may do to help you in a given moment. Just remember that Jesus is right there, and he wants to reach people through you, really, through you, just in a simple way of kindness, of gentleness, of politeness, of laughter, of humor of all kinds. There's so much that God wants to do through us that will bring a bright light to someone when they really are in need. Rolling up the scroll, the scripture says he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up and drove him out of town, angry, upset that he would tend to people that they consider beneath them, people who have sinned. And here's God taking care of them. And they rose up, they drove him out of the town and led him to the brow of a hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. It was not time to confront quite yet. He's going to give them the truth, but he's giving them a little bit more time to think the way in which Jesus cared for people, the way he reached out to people. And even when we're judging another person, which we shouldn't do, but even when we're judging, don't, brothers and sisters. Thank you for having me back on the air. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.